The Lord Jesus baptized by John, chapter 9. It is now 6 months since John the Baptist began speaking publicly, preparing the way for the King of Kings. Many, yes, very many people already have come to him, and more are coming every day. He has but one message for them all: repent ye. One day, as John was preaching as usual by the river Jordan, another man approaches him. But John does not have the message of repent ye for this man. Oh no, why not? This stranger walks up to John and asks him something. Oh, look at John. He shakes his head, makes a warding off gesture, and refuses to do what this stranger asks him. Who is this man, and what does he ask? This young man comes from the northern part of the land, and from the despised Nazareth. He is the Lord Jesus, the son of Joseph. No, he is not the son of Joseph, but the son of God. When the Lord Jesus is 30 years of age, he leaves his abode. First, he goes to Jordan to John the Baptist to be baptized by him. But John politely but firmly refuses. A holy reverence fills the heart of the forerunner, now that the heavenly King stands near him. What? Must he baptize the Lord Jesus? No, no. Read the answer which John gives. I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? It is as though John says, I must not baptize thee, but thou must baptize me. But the Lord Jesus says softly and persuasively, suffer it to be so now, which means, do not refuse any longer, but do what I ask you. John no longer dares resist. Together they descend into the waters of Jordan, and John baptizes the Lord Jesus. Why must the Lord Jesus be baptized? All other people first confessed their sins, acknowledging they were sinners. Then they were baptized, signifying they must be cleansed from their sins. But the Lord Jesus had no sins. Thus baptism really was not necessary for the Lord Jesus. However, the Lord Jesus permitted himself to be baptized. Why did he? By so doing, he signified that all his people's sins were laid upon him. In the place of his elect, he would take upon himself the punishment due to sin. He would reconcile God's wrath due to his people's sin. He would fulfill the law of God perfectly. I have told you that in chapter 5 of the New Testament. But I must do it here again. Although the Lord Jesus was not a sinner, although he was a holy, righteous man, he was made like unto a sinner. This was a great humiliation for the Son of God, but he did this because he loved his people. Now, boys and girls, you understand why the Lord Jesus was baptized. However, with the baptism of the Lord Jesus, something else occurred. Listen while I tell you. Both Jesus and John stand in the river Jordan, while John immerses and baptizes Jesus. Immediately after the baptism, as Jesus leaves the water and again stands on the bank of the river, the heavens open. A dove descends, flapping its wings. However, this dove is no ordinary dove. No, it is the Holy Ghost, who, in the form of a dove, descends upon the Lord Jesus and remains on him. Hearken! Suddenly a voice is heard from the open heavens. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Who says this? God the Father spoke these words. As at the time, centuries ago, when the voice of God resounded at Sinai, and God gave the law of the Ten Commandments to Israel, so also here God spake those words from heaven. John must have listened to those words with great surprise. Great reverence fills his soul. But most likely the other Jews who were with John also heard it. O Jews, listen to those words. John isn't the only one who says Jesus is the Son of God. God himself says it. The Jews thought Jesus was the son of Joseph, the plain carpenter from Nazareth. But here God says the Lord Jesus is his Son. The Lord Jesus is here honored by his Father. At this moment, it could be seen who the Lord Jesus really is. But the Jews did not listen to this voice. The Jewish people still rejected the Savior. Dreadful, isn't it? However, this lesson is also in the Bible for us. It is a warning for us not to reject the Lord Jesus. You certainly would be blessed, boys and girls, if he were your Savior too.